You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Hello, I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Owen Rask.
And you're listening to the Australian Finance Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about money, finance, investing, and all that good stuff.
We're helping you invest your time and money better one podcast episode at a time.
Yes, so please subscribe if you like the series. And don't forget you can find us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Kate, where can people go?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Rask Australia. That's R-A-S-K Australia.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Owen Rask on Twitter, or Owen Rask AU on Instagram. Beware the imitators. People like to copy us. Without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode. Kate Campbell, welcome to this episode of the Australian Fine Arts Podcast.
It is wonderful to be back to talk about term deposits today.
Yes, it is. We're talking term deposits, November 2022. We're recording this on October 31st. So any of the information that we deliver today is timestamped today. But as you'll find out, things change quickly, particularly when interest rates are going up, down, sideways, and everywhere in between. It's hard for us to do an episode like this and get everything perfectly correct. So we're going to do our best, but please refer to the websites of the banks that we mention to confirm, and always speak to your financial advisor. Kate, what are we talking about?
Well, I think you just mentioned it, but we're talking about term deposits today, how they work, because we've never actually done a solo episode on term deposits and some of the best rates we've found at the moment. Because I don't know about you, Owen, but my friends and family are starting to talk about looking for better bank accounts and better interest rates and actually looking at term deposits for the first time in a long time.
My friends, I don't have any friends, so
okay.
They're not talking.
They're
about
not
much.
Asking you nah, about term deposits.
Nah, I'm just trying to convince one of my mates to go fishing in Port Douglas, but he's hold me back. That's
okay. I think we're having very different conversations okay. On the weekend over coffee.
So let's talk about this because we've done an episode on savings accounts.
Yes.
Maybe 2 months ago. Yeah. So people, if you are looking for savings accounts ideas, please go back to that. If you are a RAS Core member, you can just jump into the RAS Core community and there's a page for savings accounts. But Kate, term deposits are a little bit different to a savings account. So can you tell us what is a term deposit?
A term deposit is a tool similar to a savings account, but you get to lock your money away for a set period of time. A common time period is 12 months. So you'll put your $10,000 away mm-hmm. with the bank for 12 months. And at the end of that time period, you'll get a set amount of interest. And some of the interest rates we'll talk about today are anywhere from 3.5 to 4% at the moment.
Yeah, where these were, if you go back 2 or 3 years, these were like 1%, something like that. So term deposits are up a long, long way. So if you have $10,000, you park that away for 12 months, that's the period, the term, if you like, paying 3.5%, at the end of 12 months, you'll have $10,356. In other words, you would have made $356 and that will appear in the account. The thing to keep in mind though, is that is taxed. It's like income, it's passive income, so it is taxed. And there are a few things people should keep in mind here, Kate. There's obviously the interest rate.
Yeah.
How long it goes away for and the amount you have, I guess.
Yeah. So usually the bank wants you to lock the money away for a bit of a longer period of time because that gives them certainty that they can use that money for other things like home loans and all sorts of stuff like that. So often the rates will be a little bit better if you lock it away for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, they're fairly similar, though some of them were offering 5-year lock-ins
yep.
at the moment. So that's always something worth keeping in mind because you need to know when you need this money. So a lot of people probably aren't comfortable locking their money away for 5 years because there's usually penalties if you want to break your term deposit and get the money out early.
So that's the difference with term deposits and savings accounts, is that savings accounts are like, you can just transfer money in and out and you'll still get some interest. But with a term deposit, the bank wants you to lock it away so that they can lend it to someone else. Say someone that needs a credit card, they can use your money. They put it into their big bank account and then they issue that as a credit card to someone else. And the reason that it's better for them is if they say, oh, well, we've got this money from Kate and we've got Owen who wants to take on a credit card. Not really, I don't. But if I did, they would use the money from you and give that to me effectively. And if you then go, oh, well, I want my money back, then all of a sudden they've given me the money and they're like, hold on a second, that money was over here. So that's why they penalize you if you take your money out too soon.
Yeah, and you can break it for without penalties for reasons of financial hardship. You usually have to give them a certain amount of notice and things like that. But with the savings accounts, it's super liquid. You can take your money in and out anytime you want. Mm-hmm. So the interest rates are often a little bit less than term deposits because term deposits, you have to lock it away.
But typically, Kate, when you do break a term deposit early, let's say you just go and get one for 12 months and at the 6 month mark, you say, nah, I want out, and you do break it, you might give up the interest, right?
Yeah. There's usually some sort of penalty involved.
Yeah. So that's the risk if you do decide to, like, check the terms and conditions for sure of everything that you get involved in, but that's typically the risk, is that if you're like, nah. And it's the same thing for mortgages. For those of you that have a mortgage, if you have a fixed rate and you try and break it, there's often a penalty for that as well, because it's on the other side of the table. It's like the bank's giving money to, like, guaranteeing the investors that they would be receiving your interest. So it works both ways. So how do, Kate, so we've got like the 101 of term deposits. How do we go about choosing a term deposit?
Yeah. So if you decide that a term deposit is right for you and you're happy to lock the money away for a set period of time, one of the main things you want to look at is the length of the term deposit. So you're working out, do I want to lock something away for 3, 6, 9, 12 months, or even a longer period of time than that? So that's really looking at your own financial situation and, is this something I want to do? Am I comfortable locking money away for a longer period of time? Like we think about when we're investing, are we happy to invest for a 5 to 10 year period? This is probably, are you happy to lock this money out away for a set period of time? So it's not somewhere where you want to put your emergency fund, which you need in an instant if something goes wrong, because a term deposit, you're going to be locking it away for a longer period of time.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. What you're saying is basically, it's just like when we say investing is for the long term. If you you've got to be careful with your term deposits. Now, if you have a fair bit of savings, I will say one thing. If you do have a fair bit of savings, so let's say you have 100 grand in an emergency fund and you haven't used that for a while, what you can do is you can layer term deposits. So instead of having $100,000 term deposit that expires in 12 months, you might take half of your money and you might say, I'll do a 6 month, a 9 month, a 12 month term deposit. So then every so often, you know that if you do need that money, it can you know, mature and you can get the cash plus the interest.
And it might be something you use if you're saving up for a house deposit along the way. If you know you can't buy the house for at least 2 or 3 years, a term deposit might be what you use to get a slightly higher rate on your savings.
Yeah. And if you go back to the other episode a little while ago, you will realize that some of the rates that we talk about, they're pretty similar, like the savings accounts versus term deposits. So you've got to be sure that it's worth the extra amount of interest. It's often not that much.
Yeah.
But definitely, like you were saying off air before, if you are, you wish you had these interest rates, right? But you do have a mortgage, so you can use an offset account, which is probably better anyway.
Yeah.
So we've got the length of the term deposit is obviously key here. What else is important?
Yeah. So when you're comparing term deposits, you also want to have a look at the interest rates. And so that's the return, the money the bank's giving you in return for locking your money away with them.
Yeah.
So
higher is better.
Higher is better in this case because it's working for you, not against you.
Yeah. And then the issue, Kate, like let's say you have $2,000 or you have $20,000. Like, does it matter?
Some of the banks will change the interest rates depending on the amount you can put away. Mm-hmm. But
so if you put away a certain amount of money, you're going to get a different rate. And some of the banks are limiting you. Some of them say, if you have up to you can have up to $250,000, but no more, which is reasonable because not many people have 250 grand sitting in a bank account anyway. So there are certain minimums and maximums. It's all in that asterisk. You know, we in finance, we love that.
Yeah. Some of the term deposits are more suited to higher balances or lower balances. And term deposits can be attractive where some of the high interest savings accounts will only give you that rate up to $50,000. And so if you have a large cash balance, that's when often when people start looking at the term deposits.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Like if you do have a lot of cash, sometimes, you know, and you don't have an offset account, yeah, it's really important. Then you get, what's the next step I can take? And this is why term deposits are such great news for retirees, because retirees or people that are near retirement, they are typically the ones with the big cash balances. And for so long, they've been penalized and they've had to go into things like bonds or invest some of their money, which is risky. So now a term deposit comes along and all of a sudden, hey, I'm getting more interest, which is fantastic. So I guess just real quick, Kate, if you can just summarize maybe some of the key points between a term deposit, like people that are weighing up term deposits versus savings account.
The main one is knowing that you're comfortable locking the money away for a longer period of time. So thinking about, what are you putting this money away for?
Yep.
Do you need it in a short time frame? Maybe you only want a 3-month term deposit. Maybe you want a 24-month term deposit. So thinking about your own situation there, if you want to lock that money away. And we also sort of mentioned the offset accounts. So if you have an offset account that you might be paying a higher interest rate, something like that on your property, it might be worth considering, do you want to use that for your savings?
Yeah. So if you have a mortgage, you have a property, an offset account can offset some of the interest, and which is often a better option for people because it's not taxed. It's not taxed like income from a term deposit. So keep that in mind. Okay. So now we got the meat of this episode. For the carnivores, omnivores listening, this is the good bit in the episode. We're talking about the top term deposit rates. And I just want to say again, we're recording this on the 31st of October. We do have a bit of a risk that by the time we publish this, things will have changed. Hopefully, though, you can just take this as like an indication of some of the banks and some of the, I guess, rates that are on offer now. We happen to be recording this, Kate, the day before the RBA, the Reserve Bank, is is about to potentially increase interest rates again. So keep this that in mind when you talk about this, and when we talk about this. And also, finally, we do not have any type of affiliate or relationship with any of these banks. So we're not benefiting in any way by mentioning these.
Yeah, and that's worth keeping in mind because a lot of the comparison websites will only I had a look at a few this morning and they were only comparing two or three different banks. Term deposits. And I'm like, that is not the selection. There's maybe 30 or 40 you could choose from when it comes to term deposits. And they were only comparing a couple of them and not the best ones. So be
depends
mindful. Term deposits sometimes give comparison websites kickbacks. So that changes the things they're showing you.
It just changes like what's on offer, right? So someone's paying somewhere. So keep that in mind. Whereas we don't get paid for any of this stuff. Okay.
So these are all these rates I'm telling you are based on a 12-month period. So you're locking your money away for 12 months. They're paying the interest at maturity, which means you won't get the money until the end of that 12-month period.
Yep.
Some term deposits offer monthly or quarterly payments.
Yep.
And I've taken the rate based off the lowest balance available.
Okay. So like when they give you that range.
I haven't done the $5 million rate.
Yeah. There's no crazy, like, because typically depending on who you are, you might get a better rate.
Yeah.
If the bank's looking for people to give them money, they'll give a better rate for certain types of people.
Yeah. And it's worth keeping that in mind because some of the term deposits are specifically for business accounts or self-managed super funds. So you wouldn't necessarily be eligible to use those.
Yep. Fair enough, Kate. Okay. We've got about five banks here, which we're going to talk about. There will be links in the show notes so you can go and check them out. Bank number one.
All right. We've got Macquarie Bank.
Silver Donut.
Yes. We have done an episode on Macquarie before.
Yes, we have.
But that's offering a 12-month at 4.1% at the moment.
Okay. So just to recap what Kate said, if you've got a 4.1% interest rate with the interest paid at maturity, you won't see the interest in your account until 12 months. So keep that in mind. Where some of them, you will see the amount. You might just not be able to touch it.
Yeah. So it's not an income stream over that 12-month period.
It's just like one lump at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Number two.
We've got AMP Bank at 4.05%.
So not far behind. You wouldn't even notice a difference on 10 grand. Okay.
Yeah. We've got Bank of Melbourne at 3.9%.
Just be sure to check this because Bank of Melbourne, just so you guys know, is actually part of Westpac. And in Sydney, it often goes by the name of St. George. So depending on where you are, it may have a different skin over the top. Same bank.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think St. George also offered it. Similar rate, if not the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've also said on the website, if you actually open the term deposit online, they'll increase that up to 4%.
Okay. Cool.
I think they're trying to encourage their older customers to actually use their online services rather than going into a branch or calling up.
branches everywhere, isn't it? I know it's Bank of Melbourne and we're in Melbourne, but there actually are branches everywhere.
Yeah. So they're trying to encourage you to use the computer,
yeah.
which I assume all of our listeners would anyway. So it's basically 4%.
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast on a device, you can go to your bank on a device. Okay, great.
Yeah. But it was talking up to 5 million. So I assume there's some older customers in there with that,
sure.
those numbers. I do not have $5 million in cash laying around.
But if
around.
You do have and you want to give it to us, let us know. The next one, Kate, number four.
We have Rabobank at 3.9%. So they've popped up a few times in our episodes before.
Did they rebrand recently? Because they used to have that creepy dude. I still remember. I'm the only one old enough to remember this, but they used to have this really creepy dude.
I don't know. Their term deposit page on their bank has a pear with a smiley face on it saying, ripen your savings.
Ripen your savings. Well, that's... that, you heard it here first. So, but that's interesting because, okay, I'm not going to go on about this again. I went on about it in the savings account. That is freaky old ad. Anyway.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Rabobank in at number four. In at number five, lucky number five, what have we got?
With the same interest rate, we've got ME Bank at 3.9%.
Nice. ME Bank used to be owned by the super funds. So, yeah, and then it sold, I believe. So
it's a division of Bank of Queensland now. And they have a chicken pecking an egg on their term deposit
eggs,
page.
Eggs seem to be very popular when it comes to like this sort of thing.
Term deposit and the word nest egg seems to pop up on a lot of the bank's websites. So you'll see the imagery of an egg a lot.
Which is funny because if you have a nest egg, right, I feel like maybe an egg is like valuable. So you put like the cash in most valuable. But I feel like nest egg should be something that's like invested for the long term, like growth. I don't associate that with cash.
Well, like a chicken egg's going to crack open soon. So it's not really a 12-month activity. So I don't know.
Maybe like the interest inside the egg and then it cracks and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, wow. So Kate, let's get back to some reality here. What happens when your term deposit reaches the end of its life? I think this is very important. If you have a term deposit, please listen.
Yes. So once your term deposit, so if you've got that 12 months, it's been a year. So it's November next year. Your term deposit has come to the end of its 12-month term. You have the option to close it and just move that money back into a savings account and do what you will with it. You have the option to roll it over. Mm-hmm. So whatever the rate that whichever bank you chose in 12 months' time, you could roll it over and lock it in for another 12 months at a new rate. It might be better or worse in 12 months.
Just
who knows?
You want to check that. Remember what we say about loyalty tax with the banks? Typically, loyal customers get stung. So just check it.
Yeah. So it pays. And then the third option, you can actually go and hunt for a better rate and move your term deposit to another institution's term deposit for another 12 months if that's what's right for you.
Yeah, cool. So just the important part here is make sure the bank should contact you. Just make sure that you are aware of what's happening next.
Yeah.
Because if you put this money away for 12 months and you're like, oh yeah, cool, I'm going to take my $357 or whatever it is and I'm going to then go and invest in shares or put that towards my house deposit or whatever, you don't want to be automatically rolled into something else that you're not benefiting from if you break it. So that's probably the key thing. But for the most part, term deposits can form the backbone of someone's financial picture. So we talk about this all the time. One of the things we spoke about in the savings episode was that you want to find a bank that's regulated by APRA, APRA, which is like the regulator for banks in Australia. If you go back to the savings episode, we put the link in there. That you can go and check that the banks are licensed and do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it's on the authorized deposit taking institution, ADI list, which I've mentioned on the podcast before, but I'll put it in the show notes. All the ones we've mentioned today are on that list. And that means your money is protected within that institution's umbrella up to $250,000.
Yeah. So if you do have more than that, or if you happen to be with the same bank that goes by a different name, just remember it's only $250K per ADI. So just make sure that, you know, like say Bank of Melbourne is Westpac, you know, it's the same thing. So keep that in mind. Well, Kate, this is pretty cool. So there's a heap of interest available to people that want to shop around right now.
Yeah. You're rewarded for being a saver and a someone who's happy to lock money away at the moment.
I feel like for the first time, people over at least the last 10 years, they're actually being rewarded for putting money aside. Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you've got options now. So to get 4%, you can actually just put in term deposits. Some of the savings accounts are nearly 4% as well. So it's worth keeping in mind that you can get something fairly similar but more liquid.
Yeah. Yeah. I would also say that that's probably something that Barefoot wrote about recently, Scott Pape. He did say that if you do lock in your term deposit, because there's some big ones, it's like 4 or 5 years. If you do lock in your term deposit for a long time and then interest rates continue to go up, you might be getting a term deposit too soon. So the important part is just not to put, it's not all or nothing with these things. I think that's the key thing.
Yeah, you can put
a little bit of money
a little bit with different term deposit providers.
For different durations.
As long as you keep on top of it and know when things are starting and ending and what you're being paid.
Yeah, and just remember that offset accounts, for those of you that have a mortgage, and savings accounts are pretty good too. So don't feel like you have to get a term deposit just because we spoke about it. But yeah, if you have any suggestions for us or term deposits, I know we had a heap of people write into us to say, hey, have you checked this out? Hey, have you checked this out? I know inside the RAS Core community, someone, and I'm sorry to whoever posted this, but there's actually like a community spreadsheet where people actively go in there and update this spreadsheet that everyone can access that mentions all the best rates on offer. So it's super cool. So thank you for everyone that did jump into the community and let us know. Again, we're not endorsing or recommending any of the term deposits. I don't have a term deposit right now, but do you have a term deposit?
No, just an offset account.
Yeah. See, there we go. We both got mortgages, so that makes sense. But you can use comparison websites. Just remember that what Kate said about the, you know, what they do and don't provide. Use a few maybe to get a good sense of it.
Yes, I'd recommend looking at 3 or 4 different comparison websites. And you can always just search these financial institutions up directly.
Yep.
But now you know what you could be getting. So when one of the banks shows you they're giving you 1% on your term deposit, I would be making sure to look a little bit more widely.
Yes, absolutely. So there's 5 banks there, all around 4%, probably going to go higher by the time
this episode goes live.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. We're, you know, again, rates change quickly. But there's heaps of interest on offer for people that are kind of like shrewd and looking around. So Kate, thanks for taking us through what is a term deposit, some of the benefits and pros and cons, and also some ideas to get people started.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Good place to start. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rusk.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RASC Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcast@rasc.com.au. InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10, and to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that RASC could help you in 2024. As many of you know, RASC has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at RASC, which is the launch of our RASC Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high-growth strategy focuses on longer-term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside RaskCore. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called RaskCore. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 RASK community members have begun the RASK plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni, and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that. But one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian property podcast by RASK, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RaskCore, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax. I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nivexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASK users get 20% off an annual plan with Nivexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nivexa's software, and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nivexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASK community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you
and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the RASK YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the RASK network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the RASK Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. RASK Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the RASK Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support RASK and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the RASK network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.